couple of things. I spoke to the bishop the other day. He said that although he could not be here, he is happy that you're returning and is hopeful to see us sometime this year. He also gave us permission to celebrate the Mass of the Holy Spirit, which is why Father Mike Ford, hi Father Mike, and Father Abishan, hi Father Abishan, are wearing red today to celebrate the Holy Spirit. Father Mike is my associate. Father Abishan is the vocation director for the diocese, the chaplain at Helias High School, and a part-time associate here. So we're glad to have him. I've been thinking about this homily for a long time, and I have to say that what I start out with is, you get to choose. You get to choose what kind of witnesses that you surround yourself with. Because right now, as you are today, in this time, in this place, you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who have been committed to living out their faith. Enlivened by the Holy Spirit, supported by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the people around you are the witnesses that you can surround yourself with. But you get to choose. You get to choose, as this year unfolds, how you want to live it out. It's one of the wonderful things about being on campus is we get to make choices on our own. And we pray, I pray every day, that enlivened by the Spirit, on fire with the Spirit's love, you make good choices. Because we also get to decide who we're going to divide ourselves against. We are going to have friends and associates who say, let's go do this. Can't, I got to go to Mass. Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Let's go do this instead. You get to choose how that day unfolds for you. And it won't be easy. It will be a challenge every time you're confronted with it. The Newman Center is a place where you can go and be safe and be quiet and be supported and be prayerful and be studious and be fed. Anybody care about being fed? No? Angel, your budget's just been sliced for pizza. No? Okay. This is a great start for the year. These readings lend themselves. Jesus Christ is telling his disciples about the baptism that he must undergo. He's referring to his death. And in his death unfold a series of events that end with the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. The disciples and the men and women in the upper room were changed that moment when the Spirit came down in fire and wind. We get to choose to allow the Spirit to come into us this year and set us on fire. On fire for the Word. We get to decide if we're going to live the gospel out on campus, in our classes, in our fraternities, in our work projects. We get to choose. And so I would offer tonight that this is the opportunity that you can use to make that commitment. Decide how you're going to live out the life. The Spirit is alive in each of us. And the Spirit awaits to be awakened. On fire with the Spirit. It's a powerful, powerful emotion. It's a powerful place to be. But it also challenges us. Because there will be people that we leave behind. People that we care about. Because of how we make our decisions. So remember, as this year unfolds, this night, surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who will support you and love you and lift you up and help keep that flame alive. The men and women who are sitting here today have the power to impact the world around them with God's gospel, the gospel of love, the gospel of loving neighbor, self, and God. We can do that. We have that power, each of us in us. And if you multiply it by the power of the community, I've come to set the earth on fire. I think we can do that this year at Mizzou.